Thanks for joining us for another word of encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading was written by Dave Brannan, and it's titled, What to Name the Baby? Here's one conversation Mary didn't have to have with Joseph as they awaited the birth of the baby she was carrying. Joseph, what should we name the baby? Unlike most people awaiting a birth, they had no question about what they would call this child. The angels who visited Mary and then Joseph told them both that the baby's name would be Jesus. The angel that appeared to Joseph explained that this name indicated that the baby would save his people from their sins. He would also be called Emmanuel in Isaiah 7, which means God is with us, because he would be God in human form, deity wrapped in swaddling clothes. The prophet Isaiah revealed additional titles of Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace, because he would be all of those things. It's always exciting to name a new baby, but no other baby had such a powerful, exciting, world-changing name as the one who Matthew 1 says was Jesus, who is called the Messiah. What a thrill for us to be able to call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 4 tells us that there's no other name that saves. Let's praise Jesus and contemplate everything he means to us this Christmas season. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light on those living in the land of deep darkness. A light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood, will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending us one who is our Savior, our Counselor, our Prince of Peace, and our Messiah. We still celebrate his birth because we know that his life and death and resurrection purchased for us eternal life, and we are forever grateful. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.